This is Remote But Not Restricted, a podcast from Sight and Sound Technology and the Thomas Pocklington Trust.
Hello and welcome into episode number 17 of Remote But Not Restricted, looking at institutional supports for visually impaired students. My name is Stuart Lawler, and on this week's show, we'll be talking to Brandon Kazix from Eurlink. Well, thank you as always for downloading and subscribing to our podcast. Hope everybody is staying safe and well. And thank you for all the contact we've received. We'll talk about that in just a second. You can get in touch with us by email if you want by sending a message to podcast@sightandsound.co.uk. Now, we got so much feedback to last week's show with Victoria Alves. And, you know, I thoroughly enjoyed putting that together, of course, because it was the one interview that we did that wasn't remote. And a lot of people feeding back on the piece, I think the one that struck a chord for a lot of people was when Victoria was talking about her challenges around mobility, like literally not being able at the moment to do mobility training because the restrictions here at the moment are rather tight because we've had an increase in COVID-19 cases, and people just really struck by that. And a lot of people asking me, you know, are we going to check back in with Victoria later on during the year and almost trace her journey through college? So yes is the answer. We will check in with Victoria before Christmas to see how she's doing. I think that would be very interesting. Now, as I say, podcast@sightandsound.co.uk is the email address, and I hope wherever you are that you are well. It's still a very strange time, isn't it? I was talking to someone the other day, a friend of mine who's a teacher, and we were talking about school and you know, his return to work, and he was telling me that everybody's very anxious, with good reason, you know, because we want to they want to make sure that everybody is safe and that everybody stays safe, but there is this air of anxiety around at the moment. So we just hope that things continue to go well and people continue to heed the warnings from our public health officials, which are obviously so important. Right, let's bring Brandon Kazix in and get on with the show.
You're listening to Remote But Not Restricted, a podcast from Sight and Sound Technology and the Thomas Pocklington Trust.
One of the most important things when you get some new technology is the training. The support and training go hand in hand, but I think actually having somebody to go through with you the correct use of that technology pays dividends in the future. Well, Eurlink are an organization in the UK who do just that and do it very well. And Brandon Kazix is joining us today on Zoom to tell us all about it. Brandon, welcome to our podcast.
Thanks very much, Stuart. Pleasure to be here.
Great to have you. Listen, actually, just before we talk about Eurlink and all the great work that you guys are doing, how are you personally? How have you been over the last four? I'm losing track of time every time we do this podcast and I talk to people. How have you been since the start of COVID?
Yes, very well, thank you, all things considered. It's a very strange situation that we've all been through recently, isn't it? But we have to look for the opportunities in things, don't we, Stuart? Definitely. So it's, if nothing else, given me the opportunity to change one of my spare bedrooms to an office, which I've been sneakily wanting to do for a while. yeah, very well, thank you. Very well indeed.
Good stuff. Okay. Now, I know you guys do lots of things. I had a quick look at your website earlier this morning, but tell me, first of all, a little bit about Eurlink. What do you do?
Yeah, so Eurlink, you know, we're an assessment centres and a training provider. So, you know, we're kind of on both sides of the fence there. So, you know, we started in 2001 as a training provider, to support local institutes as there were not many provisions in the area available for it. Then when we moved forward to kind of 2004 time, we started to open our first assessment centres as well. This was to kind of meet local demand. There was a lot kind of going on. I think at the time, a lot of institutes were doing their own assessments, their own training. And we saw it as an opportunity to, you know, fulfill that need and hopefully, you know, maybe improve the quality of assessments and the process that people were having to go through at the time. So we were originally quite a locally established team, worked in quite small areas, but obviously throughout the years up until now, we've expanded. We now have, you know, an assessment centre at Hull, at Lincoln, one at Peterborough and Grimsby as well. And obviously for the training, we go much, much further afield. But yeah, we focus on the training and the assessments.
Okay, and I know you're part of the training team. So let's talk maybe a little bit about the training offering and maybe how that works. Because one of the things I have heard, you know, historically for years is somebody gets a piece of technology and maybe there was no training funded or they didn't ask for training and they realize that sort of 3 years down the line, they've never really used the thing. And actually, they might have got a lot more use from it had they spent that time with someone like yourself.
Yeah, definitely. And that can be quite a common story, to be fair. I think with regards to the software, it can be easy at times to maybe think, you know, oh, if I have a little click through this and try working out myself, I'll probably be able to work out the majority. And in some cases, that might be true. But the advantage I think that we bring through the AT training is implementing strategies as well. You know, when we jump onto a piece of technology, knowing which buttons to click and things is great, but where that is best implemented into your studying and the kind of strategies we can use to make that work as effectively as possible for you, I think that's where the training really, really comes in handy. And of course, looking at those really in-depth features as well that might be hidden away in some menus that we might never click on. So yeah, it's invaluable, I think, to kind of become familiar with that. I mean, at Your Link, our training provision is maybe slightly different nowadays because we still focus on providing quite high quality face-to-face training, which of course is very difficult at the moment. You know, there's been a trend of moving to completely remote training, and hopefully, you know, when things improve with the current situation, we'll be able to get back to that face-to-face training because we value that quite highly. And, you know, for us, it's all about being very person-centered as well, Stuart. We you know, someone that's calm and relaxed and you've built a good rapport with, would, you know, you'll tend to absorb things a little bit better. I know I do, definitely.
Sure, sure, absolutely. Let's just talk for a sec, if we were to sort of look at this maybe 12 months ago, pre-COVID, and somebody's starting college and they want to explore some training from yourselves. And, you know, I think when people are starting their university life or their further education life, whatever, there's lots of stuff going on already. They're trying to deal with loads of things. Do you offer a kind of a flexible series of sessions, or how does it work for people?
Yeah, so generally what our kind of ethos is with training and things like that is the best way to work through it is you will generally get kind of one session per piece of software that you have. You know, we never want to go through too much all at the same time. To help us obviously memorize things for one, but of course, as you mentioned, people have a lot going on. So yeah, very, very flexible indeed. You know, we work the sessions around the student. We, as AT trainers at Your Link, we book our sessions in ourselves with our students. So we kind of both pull the calendars up, work out when is going to work for people and things like that. And of course, this time of year, especially, we've had a lot of students that are leading up to going to university and stuff, which is always an exciting time. And I think it's nice to have that kind of communication with someone prior to that and begin the training to show that, you know, this support is here and it's in place and, you know, we're here for you already prior to going to university.
Now, obviously, COVID came along during the year. Everything got turned on its head overnight. And from a training perspective, and I know this because we do a lot of training here at Sight and Sound, and at least part of, at least a lot of what I've taken on more recently is supporting some of our Braille products for students in the UK. And there's two things, Brandon, that I've certainly picked up over the last few months. And one is that people generally prefer shorter sessions when it's online. It's a very kind of a different experience. And the second thing is a lot of people have said to me, can I have a face-to-face session when this is all over? And, you know, I was kind of initially saying, of course. And now I'm thinking, when will it be over? When will we do these face-to-face? But have you experienced a different type of training, I suppose, from when you started doing more online during COVID?
Yeah, I definitely. You know, I think one positive from a training aspect was we always offered the remote sessions. We would prefer to do face-to-face, but they were always there as an option. So it became a case of kind of doing what we already did, but more. So the adaption to the working remotely was quite straightforward, thankfully, and quite simple for us. But it definitely is a different kind of training, potentially. One thing that was really important for us moving into this, Stuart, was having some level of consistency. You know, when we had it around March time, we had a lot of students that had been having the face-to-face sessions that were then, you know, moved into doing things remotely, who may never have had a remote session. So it was really important for us to maintain that level of consistency, and that the, you know, the level of training they were expecting and were used to was no less than what they'd had before. But yeah, it's very different with students. I've heard from a lot of students, to be fair, last year, that they've appreciated having something to do. I think a lot of people have been sat around at home twiddling their thumbs a little bit, especially if you're, you know, between years, or you haven't started university yet. There's not a lot of work to do, or if any. So yeah, I think because of the person-centered approach as well, Stuart, you know, we try and make it as engaging and as interesting as possible, and try to translate a bit of that enthusiasm, which always helps maybe, you know, get those slightly longer sessions in when people might not necessarily be in the mood straight away.
Sure. I've no doubt you're at one of your busiest times at the moment, everybody getting ready to start back into some kind of normal, whatever that might look like. Are you envisaging that this remote training offering is going to continue for the foreseeable future from your perspective?
I think, yeah, obviously the roadmap at the minute is quite misty. We can't quite see where we're going yet at the moment, can we, with the COVID situation? So remote training is definitely going to continue for us for the foreseeable future, but we definitely have the intention of getting back to that in-person, face-to-face training.
And just in terms of the platforms you're using for the remote training, is it that kind of based on what the user is comfortable with? How are you doing that?
So we actually kind of preempted this without realizing. So around December, January time, you know, the start of this year, end of last year, we were looking at changing the way we were doing our remote sessions anyway. So thankfully, around January time, we'd kind of overhauled the system we were using. We moved to a different website. I think the fantastic thing, maybe in one respect, about this situation is we've had a huge boom in, you know, all these screen sharing, video conferencing softwares and websites and things like that, which has been very helpful for a lot of people. But yeah, we kind of transferred over to a different system quite early on. So when we moved to this, we'd kind of developed a step-by-step guide. Myself and Nick, the director of YourLink, had worked through kind of like writing up a really simple step-by-step guide of how our screen sharing works, what browsers it works with, and you know, definitely with regards to the student accessing it, if there's any issues, we always give them a call straight away, guide them through the process over the phone until we're connected on the computer, and kind of take things from there.
All right, well, fantastic. Brandon, if there are people listening, and I'm sure there are, who are sort of thinking, I need to get some training, or maybe they've been funded for some training, how can they get in touch with you, and how does that work?
Yeah, of course. So, you know, as a training provider for YourLink, if you ever want to get in touch with us for absolutely anything, and when we're guiding our students through the assessment process, the application, absolutely everything, we are always there if you need any contact and any help. So, you know, best way to get in contact with us, I would say, is through our main office phone number, which is 01522 530099. And, you know, we've always got some really brilliant team there on the phone that will guide anyone in any direction they need to go. But definitely get in touch. We're always there, more than, you know, ready to give people some help, and a very enthusiastic team. So,
Brandon, and you certainly sound like a very enthusiastic and positive person. So I've no doubt anybody who has a training experience with you will have an extremely pleasant one. Thank you very much for chatting to us today. All the best for the future, and stay safe and stay well.
Thanks very much, Stuart. Take care. Thanks for having me.
Thank you very much to Brandon Kazak there. I thoroughly enjoyed putting that together. At very short notice, I want to thank Brandon sincerely My goodness, it's Friday, you know. I need a break. Clearly, want to thank Brandon sincerely because he came on the show at very short notice. And I have to say, because I've done a fair bit of training in my time, if I was going to look for training, I don't think I could get a better guy than Brandon. He's so upbeat. He's so enthusiastic. He oozes that positivity, doesn't he? When you just listen to him on the interview there. And it's so important, I think, to have that peace as a trainer, to be able to bring someone someone along with you and to be able to keep it nice and positive. And as he said, people maybe who might have a little bit of downtime at the moment, mightn't have too much to do, Brandon will certainly get you going again. Now, that's just about it for this week. Thank you, as always, for listening. We'll be back next week. But until then, from Stuart Lawler and everybody at Sight & Sound Technology, stay safe and stay well. And thank you for listening. Bye-bye.